done got over, I'm so glad. Done got over, so glad. Done got over, done got over at last.
This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Lead Belly, the Smithsonian Folkways Collection, the new in-depth box set dedicated to the influential American folk and blues music icon. It's available in stores February 24th, and it's a beautiful coffee table style book with 140 pages of essays and photographs, along with 108 tracks on 5 CDs with extensive song notes. 16 of the songs are unreleased, including I'm So Glad I Done Got Over, which you're hearing in the background now. If you have the Grammy-winning Woody Guthrie at 100, this is the second in a series and is equally impressive. Listeners of the Sing Out podcast can save 20% on the set, as well as a special package, including a limited edition Lead Belly poster and a t-shirt, by entering the code SINGOUTLED at folkways.si.edu. That's SINGOUTLEAD, all one word, at folkways.si.edu, home of Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, the nonprofit record label of the National Museum. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Sir John A Lot from John Redbourn, and we heard the tune The Earl of Salisbury. Last week, we heard folk music from the U.S. that was filtered through West Coast psychedelia. This week, we move to the U.K. and the new folk sound of the late 60s and early 70s. In my hometown, there was a great record store that sold a wide array of music. For me, they were a wonderful source for English folk rock and traditional music. Many of these recordings from bands like Fairport Convention and the Incredible String Band derived their sound from ancient sources. The Beatles and Rolling Stones were also influenced by these exotic sounds. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll complete our two-part feature, Tie-Dyed Folk, with some wonderful music from the UK. Let's open the program with the Incredible String Band, Robin Williamson and Mike Heron, and way back in the 1960s from their groundbreaking album 5,000 Spirits or The Layers of the Onion. More tie-dyed folk on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I was a young man back in the 1960s. Yes, you made your own amusements then, going to the pictures. Well, the travel was hard and a mean way, still used the wheel, but you could sit down at your table and eat a real food made. But hey, you young people, you're trying to talk slow.
There was one fella singing those days, then he was quite good to me to say that his name was Bob Dylan. And I used to do gigs too before I made my first million. That was way, way back before Wild World War III, when England went missing and we moved to Paraguay. Give us that way. I got some real food tins for my 91st birthday. And your grandmother bought them way down in the new antique food store. And for beans and for bacon, I will open up my door.
But hey, you young people, well, I just do not know.
And I can't even
understand you when you try to talk slow.
Well, I was a young man back in the 1960s.
water dripping from our clothes. You with raindrops on your nose. Ask me sadly, please don't go away. No, till the rain is done, I say I'll stay. Whispers vanish into space. None will send me on a chase to nowhere.
What matters if I were the first to go?
Formulated a plan. and I said, just wait there. I fetched the family photograph man, told him the words the puppeteer had said, and he answered he thought it the boat of the dead. So we waited till the dark. We saw a silver moonlit arc. Beneath it sailed a shining bark. Out on the tide line, strange singing voices we heard. So like some colour or the flight of a golden bird. Fine rainfall drifted from the sky, and the golden bark with a cargo sailed by. We waited on the land, and we dancing hand in hand, wheeling across the shining sand. Hello there, Sandman, won't you come in? Sit yourself down. Keeping me waiting, it won't be long before the dawn is breaking. Come on, Sandman, it's very quiet. Come on, Sandman, stay the night. We'll wake up in the broad day.
We're listening to Tie-Dyed Folk from the UK this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Anne Briggs from her recording from 1971, The Time Has Come. And that was pretty much her last recording. After doing that, she disappeared to an island off the coast of Scotland, where she still lives to this day. That was a song called Sandman Song that she wrote, but she was also known as a great interpreter of traditional music. That's on Water Records out of San Francisco. And before that, from the second recording from Fairport Convention, What We Did on Our Holidays, we heard a Joni Mitchell tune called Eastern Rain from Fairport Convention, and that's on Carthage Records. And before that, the master guitarist Davy Graham from his recording Folk, Blues, and Beyond, and a tune that he learned from visiting Tangier, a tune called Majan, A Taste of Tangier. That's on Fledgling Records. And we let off that set with the Incredible String Band, and Way Back in the 1960s from their second recording, I think, 5,000 Spirits or the Layers of the Onion. That's on Elektra Records. We are listening to tie-dyed folk, folk from the late 60s into the early 70s, influenced by the psychedelic movement. You may remember Chad and Jeremy for their light and airy pop music from the mid-1960s, but by 1968, they were changing their sound entirely, like lots of artists. This is from their recording The Ark from Chad and Jeremy, and a tune called Sidewalk Requiem for Los Angeles, June 5th and 6th, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's a cold gray morning, mist fills the air, and sorrow fills the hearts of people everywhere. he's lying helpless, hid from our view, while we just stand here, don't know what to do. It's a cold gray morning, death he has found, and people bow their heads, their hopes dashed to the ground. He's gone forever, gone from this place. While I just stand here, tears on my face. Too late now for pious words, empty phrases praising the man for all the prayers and tears won't bring him back. It's a cold gray morning, mist fills the air, and sorrow fills the hearts of people everywhere. When the silver airplane lifts him to the sky, we all lift our faces for a last goodbye.
of mine.
Ah, can you find me an acre of land? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, between the salt sea and the sea sand. Or never be a true lover of mine. And can you plow it with a sheep's horn? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and sow it all over with one peppercorn. Or never be a true lover of mine. And when you have done and finished your work, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, then come to me for your cambric shirt, and then you'll be a true lover of mine.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1515. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Sir John A Lot from John Renbourn, and we just heard a tune from Charles Lloyd, the jazz saxophonist, a tune called Transfusion. That's on Shanachie Records. And before that, we heard from Marianne Faithfull from one of the many best of recordings that are available. This one's on London Records. We heard Scarborough Fair from Marianne Faithfull from back in 1966. And before that, we heard from the Rolling Stones from a collection that I believe is only available here in the United States, a collection called Flowers that puts together a bunch of their B-sides and other stuff. We heard Backstreet Girl from the Rolling Stones, and that's on Abco Records. And before that, from the White Album by the Beatles, we heard Mother Nature's Son. When they went to Rishikesh with the Maharishi, Paul took his Martin D28 with him and wrote an awful lot of tunes, and Mother Nature's Son came from that period. And we let off that set with Chad and Jeremy from their recording The Ark and a tune called Sidewalk Requiem, Los Angeles, June 5th and 6th, and that's on Columbia Records. We are listening to Tie-Dyed Folk again this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we're focusing on the UK. Donovan then and now is a great believer in the mystical side of life, This is from a live recording made at the Anaheim Convention Center in November of 1967, and a tune for obvious reasons that was picked up by the Jefferson Airplane. This is The Fat Angel from Donovan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Bebop, bring your happiness in a pipe. Here, right away, on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'd be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Yes, I will. Yes, I will now. Fly to Rance Love Airways. Get you there on time. Airways, get you there on time. It will bring you all gifts for my lady. The perfume will be of an excellent style. And apart from that, he'd be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Fast and airplane, get you there on time. You fly to Rance Love Airways, get you there on time. Yes, I will.
Silhouetted by the way. Come all you fair and tender girls that flourish in your prime, Beware, beware, keep your garden fair, and let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your time. For when your time it is past and gone, he'll care no more for you, and every place where your time was waste shall spread all o'er with you, shall spread all. Tree and man a clinging vine, and from her branches carelessly he takes all that he can find, he takes all. Tender girls that flourish in your prime, Beware, beware, keep your garden fair, and let no man steal your time.
Salamander, Pelaganda, Salamander, Pelaganda, Salamander, Pelaganda, Salamander, Pelaganda.
Back before they became glam rockers, T-Rex was actually known as Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Mark Bolan was teamed with Steve Peregrine Took, who was the percussionist in Tyrannosaurus Rex. We heard Salamanda Palaganda from their recording Prophets, Seers, and Sages, The Angels of the Ages. That's on A&M Records. And before that, yet another young UK folk singer who disappeared after making a couple of albums, Sheila McDonald, and we heard Let No Man Steal Your Time. That's the title track of a compilation of both of those recordings on Castle Records. And before that, when Noel Redding left the Jimi Hendrix Experience, he formed a band called Fat Mattress, which was quite a bit less bombastic. We heard the tune Bright New Way from Fat Mattress. They made two albums. That was their first one. And we let off that set with Donovan in concert, the complete 1967 Anaheim show, and we heard The Fat Angel. That's on EMI Records. We're listening to tie-dyed folk from the UK this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. The band Lindisfarne might not have been fueled so much by psychedelics as rather by alcohol. This is a live recording of their classic tune Lady Eleanor, recorded for John Peel on the BBC. Here's Lindisfarne on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Thank you. sit beside the dock beneath the mire, cold, grey, dusty day, the morning lake drinks up the sky. Kathmandu, I'll soon be seeing you and your strange, bewildering time will hold me down. Some broken wood, we'll start a fire, white, warm, light the dawn, and help me see old Satan's tree. Kathmandu, I'll soon be touching you, and your strange, bewildering time will hold me down.
Out of all the artists we've been listening to the past 2 weeks, probably the most spiritual is Cat Stevens. Back in 1970, he recorded Mona Bone Jack On after taking a couple of years off from his pop music career. He had some medical problems, and when he came back, he had a whole different outlook on music. That was Kathmandu from Mona Bone Jack on A&M Records from Cat Stevens. And before that, we heard Lindisfarne and Lady Eleanor recorded live for the BBC back in 1972, and that's from a great collection called Before the Fall, the Peel Sessions on Strange Fruit Records. Hope you've enjoyed these two features on tie-dyed folk music, some of my very favorite stuff. It always brings back memories of when I was a kid just beginning to listen to music that we didn't hear so easily on the radio. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1515.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger,